Today is Sunday, June 13th, 2021, and this...
Really, I mean, Vegas can build anything they want. It's Vegas, so that's what they do.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 788.
Las Vegas, Nevada!
Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm great. Ready to talk about this thing that we like so much. This town of Las Vegas and all of its many mysterious things that keep bringing us back.
Did you know that technically the Strip is in paradise?
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that.
You're welcome.
All right. This podcast is listener supported. We have wonderful patrons. Several of them joined us last night for our recurring chat series.
It was fun.
Those are always fun. We've been having a good time with those. We'll do another one sometime in July, I presume. If you would like, well, first let me tell you, we have a new patron, Alyssa Bauer. Thank you, Alyssa, for joining us. And a returning patron, Vince Scarlotta.
Welcome back,
buddy. Yes, if you would like to join our patron community, patreon.com/500 is the place to go for details. We throw some bonus content your way as our way of saying thank you. We have our live stream chats once in a while. It's a good time. Good time is had by all. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on. We've got some stuff to talk about. A rather interesting hodgepodge of developments from the past week. We're going to start with casino gaming. Are you familiar with the concept?
I don't
even really like the term gaming. It's gambling. I shouldn't buy into that reframing of gambling to try to make it sound less risky.
Mm-hmm.
Gaming is when you, you know, play fucking Mario Kart. Gambling is when you have money in a machine and you might lose it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's some sort of gambling involved in Mario Kart at some point.
Well, yeah, well, don't even get me started on fucking eSport. Remember, like, now I'm already started on it. Fucking, remember, like, 5 years ago when eSports was going to be the future of Las Vegas? Still waiting on that. Well, not waiting, because I don't care, but... Ah.
Uh-oh.
Every resort's going to have...
This took a turn.
Every resort's going to have an eSports arena. Well, we've got Luxor's. That's pretty much it. So how's that
going? Nobody knew at the time.
No, but everybody was very confident in their...
Their predictions.
Yes.
Mm. I was just like, you know what? This isn't for me. Whatever. I'm just not going to pay that much attention.
And nor should you. Nor should anybody, because...
If it's for you, great. It's not for me. So,
Yeah. I'm just saying... It was overblown a bit, the impact it was going to have on the city of Las Vegas.
Okay.
And yes, I suppose it still could happen. I'm skeptical. Anyway, who cares? Let's talk about casinos specifically.
Let's talk about things that don't make you cranky.
Oh, everything makes me cranky. You know that. It's part of the fun of being me and being around me, I'm sure.
And being around you, yes.
Wynn Las Vegas. This is good news for casino gamblers who might want to experience more of Wynn Las Vegas through August 31st, that casino, and presumably Encore as well, is matching tiers on its Players Club. They recently revamped their Players Club, and they have tiers now. And for the next couple months, if you are one of the elevated tiers at any of the following properties/programs, you might want to do this. Golden Nuggets 24 Select, Boyd's Be Connected, Caesars Rewards, MGM Resorts M Life, Cosmopolitan Identity, Tropicana My Choice, Stations My Rewards, and Venetian Grazzi. There are also four California casinos that are part of this. I'm going to put a link in the show notes at 500bymidnight.com that takes you to the page, or you can just go to Win Las Vegas under casino, and there's a tier matching page now, and you can see the details as far as which tiers in these other programs advance you to platinum, or I believe platinum and black are the two higher levels of the Win program, but they have some good benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just like, oh, you get a line pass for the fucking cashier. Some of these are actually meaningful. So, for example, a 100, depending on the level, platinum or black, a $100 or $200 spa credit.
Ooh, yes.
That's valuable. They have master classes at Wynn that are really cool. Like, you can learn how from their experts how to... like
make food or make cocktails.
Or arrange, like, flower arrangements.
Flowers, yeah.
And they've got a whole variety, and they change all the time. But depending on the level, two or four master classes for two people. So those are, and they're not cheap. So, you know, again, valuable. And then $150 or $300 birthday dinner certificate or credit, redeemable during your birthday month.
Nice.
So again, very valuable.
Some delicious restaurant options.
A lot of times I'm kind of like, I don't know if it's worth the effort to do the tier match thing. But in this case, you get some pretty solid stuff.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you have to do it in person or can you do it online?
You have to do it in person. So you have to be there by the end of August to do it. Upgrades then run through the end of December of next year, 2022. So, you know, you've got the full cycle in case your birthday month isn't immediately. Mm-hmm. It does say in the terms and conditions it might take up to a week for the tier match to be processed. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, you know, sometimes that's accurate, sometimes it's not, sometimes it's immediate. But if you're planning on going and then immediately taking advantage of these, that might not happen.
Yes.
You might have to wait a little bit. So anyway, check out that page at winlasvegas.com, and as I mentioned, I will post a link in the notes so you can check that out. All right, also at Win, according to a sign that someone sent me a picture of that is posted at the entrance of their buffet, it is reopening on July 1st. So if you've been waiting for a buffet other than those that are already open,
mm-hmm. Here's another option.
There's another option. One of the better buffets in Las Vegas, if you are still
buffet inclined.
Still into that concept.
Which I am not.
All right. Something that seems to be coming maybe a trend in that there are now multiple resorts offering this. Night swimming.
Not to be confused with the song by R.E.M. Because that's quiet and peaceful.
Night swimming mm-hmm. on the strip. I can't see Michael Stipe night swimming at any of these properties at this juncture. Doesn't seem like something he would do. I don't see him enjoying Las Vegas.
No.
Seems like that would not be...
a Stipe thing to do.
A Stipean move.
Mm.
Which member of REM do you think would most enjoy
Peter Buck.
Thank you. I agree.
I like how you didn't even finish the sentence.
That's a weird tangent, but yes. All right, I'm glad that you had that answer just chambered. Like,
yeah.
How would Mike Mills feel about?
I think he'd enjoy it too. Yeah, he enjoys the sports book.
He seems fun loving.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, I could see him putting some money down on baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, night swimming. That's what we were talking about. Of course, Circa is one that offers pool hours beyond your typical closing at 6 p.m. And Resorts World has mentioned that they are planning to do the same, although I haven't seen anything indicating their actual hours yet. I'm not sure about Resorts World, what they'll have available as far as non-guests. So they've said they're planning on having extended pool hours. Don't know if that's for guests only or if you can buy in like you can at Circa. Mm-hmm. However, this option, Caesar's Palace, their Venus pool, which is their adult pool, they now have a night swimming option on weekends, Thursday through Sunday. They are going very late, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. if you want to do that. I'm not sure. I'm guessing. I don't know if they have just a general admission or if the options, like the, if you go on their website, you can reserve stuff. I'm guessing the lounge chair is the minimum to get in. It's mm-hmm. $30. I'm guessing that if you're not staying at the property and you reserve a lounge chair, that gets you in. They have beds and cabanas between $125 and $600. Their cabana and bed, like not day bed because it's night bed. That sounds kinky. Options do not include food and beverage like some properties, so they're not quite as expensive, but you're not getting as much with them.
Right.
So If you're looking to hang out by a pool at night, you got another option. I have a feeling we're going to be seeing more of this.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like they're finally figuring out there's a market for this, that people want to be able to enjoy the pool at night, especially maybe during some of the hotter months where at least once the sun goes down, it's not too oppressive.
Yeah.
I think this is a good thing.
I do too. I just remember on our last trip, we just decided to go up to Stadium Swim and hang out at night, and it was so peaceful and wonderful.
I see that as a thing now. Mm-hmm. That's a way that I want to end, not every day necessarily, but if we're staying.
I mean, yes, there was a DJ, but it was still it was just nice to be outside and hang out.
Yeah. So there you go. You can do that at Caesar's Palace now. Speaking of Caesar's Palace, their new sports bar has opened. We discussed this back when it was announced. It is called Stadia Bar. It is located next to the food court, and I've seen some pictures of it since it opened. Mm-hmm. And the rendering, the pictures are as ugly as the renderings, from a distance at least, where you see the whole thing from the exterior.
Mm-hmm.
You may recall that they have a design where they have these covers over the over their booths that mimic leather football ball helmets. It looks dumb. It does not look good. It doesn't look inviting. Now, the photos I've seen of the inside of the place, once you're in there, and it looks nice. It looks like a pretty decent cocktail bar. It just...
From the outside, it just looks
weird.
Yeah,
like, I don't know that that was necessarily the way to try to make it appear to be a sports bar from a distance. It just it looks hokey. But anyway, they've got some kind of cool things going if you're into some different alcohol offerings you may not find elsewhere. Specifically, they are making available athlete-owned and athlete-branded alcohols. Makes sense at a sports bar that they would do something like this. I was not aware that there were tequilas available from The Rock and from Michael Jordan.
Hmm.
There are, apparently.
You know now.
Ryan Reeves from the Golden Knights, he has beer. I knew about that. That will be available there. Dana White from the UFC, his bourbon is available, and there will be others as well. They also have a highball cart, so you can have like tableside highball where you choose. I don't know, what would you choose for a highball besides the selection of alcohols? Anyway, that's an option. They also have their own signature whiskey blends. I think that they're specializing in hard-to-find whiskeys as well. So check out Stadia Bar if you're so interested. Now available to you at Caesar's Palace. There's something new at Circus Circus, which we probably won't be seeing anytime soon because it's at Circus Circus. They've opened a new arcade. It's in the location where Vince Neil's restaurant and bar used to be located, Tatuado. That is closed. And now Midway Land, the extension of the property's carnival-style Midway, has taken that space. According to the announcement that I saw, it features junior size rides and crane machine games. Visitors of all ages can immerse, of course, in thrilling virtual reality games such as Beat Saber. That could be a couple different things.
That could.
That's a virtual reality rhythm challenge where participants use lightsaber style swords to slash at square boxes representing pulse pounding musical beats. So it's Dance Dance Revolution without dancing.
With a lightsaber?
With a lightsaber.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, that sounds hellish to me, but if you're into that, you're looking for a place to...
If you want to swing your saber to a rhythm.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the place you can go.
And they've got food and beverage as well there. So I'm sure it's high quality fare.
Yeah. I don't think arcade food and think,
Yeah. That's... Well, it's like a... I suppose it's like a...
Although Top Golf, I mean, that's not an arcade. That's more of a, they have delicious food.
Yeah, it might be okay. I suppose this is like a, what is the name of the arcade chain? Dave and Buster's. I was going to say Ben and Jerry's. That's a whole
that's a whole different thing.
I'd go to a Ben and Jerry's arcade.
Mm-hmm.
Some ice cream and video games.
Yeah.
Why not?
Dave and Buster's is decent food.
Yeah. So there you go. A couple new attractions also, not at Circus Circus. I'm not an escape room guy.
No.
Doesn't appeal to me.
I'm not an escape room guy either.
But if it does, there are a couple themed escape rooms coming soon to Las Vegas. One of them is themed after one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I hated this movie with a passion. Fucking hated it. I know it was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
Blair Witch Project.
I didn't see it because of the whole motion thing.
That thing was like so
popular.
And
I feel like I was spared from that.
Oh, I went to that movie and I came out pissed off that I went to that movie. I hated it so much. Like, this is a movie? This is like the shittiest thing I've ever seen on a big screen. Well, they've made a, or they're in the process of making an escape room themed after that. I kind of get how that would work. This is from the same people behind the Saw escape room. It's located near the Strat. I'm assuming it's in the same location, but that's not, that hasn't even really been, they've announced this with very few details. So you can visit escapeblairwitch.com and there's a sign up sheet. If you're interested in this, want to know when it opens and all that, you can do it there. If you're into that movie for who knows what reason, it's fucking horrible. And they made a sequel to it. Blair Witch 2, Electric Boogaloo. An entirely different theme for the escape room that is opening on June 18th at the Forum Shops at Caesars probably will attract a different crowd. This one is Rugrats Search for the Losted Toys. So if you're one of those people who insists on bringing your fucking crotch droplets to Las Vegas, you've got a place you can go with them.
Okay.
I'm going to send your hate mail to hunter@ratevegas.com. You can get details about this one starting tomorrow at theescapegame.com. They don't yet have pricing and that kind of things, so check it out if you're so interested in a Rugrats-themed escape room. I'm guessing that one won't be as scary as the Blair Witch Project escape room. It would be for me. But I mean, for your general...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Which one would be stickier? The Rugrats escape room or the Blair Witch escape room?
I'm going to say the Rugrats one.
I think so too. Unintentionally sticky.
Is that our show title?
I think it might be. All right. There is a new show coming to Luxor. I believe we alluded to this several months ago as a rumor. It is now official. It is America's Got Talent Live. It is a variety show based on the hit TV series. It's going to be running Wednesdays through Sundays. They will have various acts that have appeared on the show. They have not yet announced who any of those acts are. The thing doesn't open for a few months, so I figure they haven't worked the schedule out yet. They're going to be rotating acts, and they're going to bring in like special guest acts on occasion. I suppose if there's maybe a well-known... I'm not into America's Got Talent, but I suppose if there's somebody who's well-known and they're in town, maybe they'll drop by. I don't know. They are doing preview shows beginning on October 28th at 8 p.m., and then they're going to fall into a regular two-show-a-night schedule, 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m., beginning on November 5th. Tickets start at $50, go up to about $180. They also have some backstage tours and meet-and-greets available. If you want all the details, go to agtvegaslive.com. I think that'll probably do okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that has, like, if there's a TV show that has a big following,
yeah,
and they can make... This one seems like it would be well suited to adapt to a stage show. It seems like that would be a reasonable draw. Any of those talent type shows, I would mm-hmm. think, could do this. Some sort of version of this. So there you have it. There's a magician who's been around Vegas for a while who is moving his show, Xavier Mortimer. He performed at Planet Hollywood's Sin City Theater, as well as Bally's Magic Attic. I don't know if that Magic Attic is still a thing or not. I was going to look that up, and I forgot.
Is the Magic Attic like the fun dungeon?
It is. In some ways, I suppose it might be. He is moving a show to the Strat with a new show called The Dreammaker, beginning on July 1st. 6 p.m. shows, dark on Tuesdays. Tickets are $40 to $90, plus taxes and fees at thestrat.com, if you are so interested in the world of magic. I'm not. A lot of things aren't my thing this week, mm-hmm. but I'm still glad they're... I'm still... Whenever I see any of these announcements, I'm glad they're back. And I know you wanted to talk about it. RuPaul's Drag Race. When is it coming back? August?
August, yes. So
that's at Flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
Get the details somewhere, not here. All right. Last week, we talked about the Fremont Street Experience failing
to... It has the same cast as previously, I think. So if you're
good.
Looking for the same
good.
People...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Last week, we mentioned the Fremont Street Experience had not yet announced its concerts. They have done so now. They were announced in the past week. We'll run through them quickly. I did not pull musical clips for each of these.
That's fine.
This is, you know, so the Fremont Street Experience's annual summer concert series, you generally know what to expect. It's going to be a band that is beyond its heyday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've, like, in passing, we saw Survivor on one of the stages. It's
Jimmy Jameson, may he rest in peace.
It's going to be, he wasn't in the band then, though, was he?
Yeah.
Was he? Okay.
His voice had not aged.
No, a lot. Of, I mean, we've seen Vince Neil and Bret Michaels, and it's people who have a pretty decent following from the era that they were in. Mm-hmm. That era is not now. But that's what you get for a free show, you know?
Yep.
But they, you know, they usually attract a lot of people. But even by that standard, I feel like they've shot pretty damn low this year.
I agree.
This is not a great lineup. I don't know. Maybe it's because there's demand and people can get more money elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the reason is. But we'll run through them. I'm not super familiar with a few of these, so maybe
they have huge
followings I'm unaware of. But those that I'm aware of, I'm like, nah. Okay. June 26th, things kick off with Chevelle. Are you familiar with Chevelle?
I am not.
They're like an alterna metal group from like borderline new metal, which is the worst god-awful fucking genre ever. Okay. So we go to a couple country acts on July 4th, Craig Morgan and Clay Walker. Not familiar with them. Can't make fun of their music because I don't know it. Well, I can, but I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
July 17th, one of your favorite acts, Plain White Tees. They are known for the song Hey There, Delilah, which has been stuck in many of our heads for far too long, and that's not a good thing in this instance.
No.
We mentioned this one last week. July 24th is Dokken. Now, an added twist to that, former Dokken founding member George Lynch, he is also performing on that bill. I think that they might do like an encore together or something, but otherwise they're separate acts. They're doing a few dates on their tour together. Tonic and Sister Hazel on July 31st, 90s alterna groups. What was Sister Hazel's song? I recall not being a fan of it.
All For You. I mean, it's a very...
They sound like Blues Traveler, don't they?
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah, hard to say what it is I see in you, blah, 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 All For You, something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sing it.
August 21st, Steven Adler, the original drummer from the Appetite for Destruction era of Guns N' Roses. He has a band, so you can see essentially a Guns N' Roses cover band with their drummer. If you're, I don't know, okay, good luck. Steven seems like a decent guy. We already mentioned Three Doors Down and Seether on September 5th. And then on September 25th, they're running this series longer. They've announced more dates than they normally do. September 25th, a group called Generation Radio, that's one of those like pseudo all-star bands.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have any all-stars, but it's people who are in other bands. So they've got a guy from Rascal Flatts, Jay DeMarcus. Dean Castronova of Journey, he was a longtime Journey drummer who was ousted from the group when there was some domestic assault incident in 2015. I think there might have also been meth involved. Hope he's doing better. And Jason Scheff of Chicago, who I think took over for Peter Cetera when Peter Cetera left, at least on bass. I'm not sure about the vocal side of things. So if you're big fans of any of those three individuals, and then they've got a couple other guys in the group too who didn't do anything noteworthy. So I would imagine you're going to be hearing a lot of Rascal Flatts, Journey, and Chicago songs during the Generation Radio set. I saw a group like this at a corporate event that I was working, and actually it was a former member of Journey, a drummer. He's a guy who's done a ton of session work and stuff, and then a bunch of people from various groups, somebody from Santana and somebody. And as much as like, yeah, I don't know these guys, they put on a good show because they're very accomplished touring musicians. So if you like the music of those bands, this is a good fit for Fremont Street. Like, this is the kind of act they could just have playing on Fremont Street all the time, like as a regular, like, Spandex Nation kind of thing. I don't know that it's in and of itself a draw, but they're doing it, so there you go. And then November 6th, George Thorogood.
Did you just say the George Thorogood?
No. If I did, I didn't intend to. The George Thorogood. George Thorogood on November 6th. I don't know if the Delaware Destroyers, if he still uses that band name.
Okay.
Who cares if he does or doesn't? I went through a brief George Thorogood phase. In, I don't know, end of high school, early college.
Yeah.
And I bought a massive amount of George Thorogood albums.
Was this after cassettes. Your Doors phase that lasted for 2 weeks?
The Doors phase was much shorter than the George Thorogood phase, but equally lamentable. I like some of George's songs.
He has some good drinking songs. If you're inebriated on Fremont Street, this is a good...
Yep. Many of his songs are covers of other blues musicians, but yes, you know, he's best known for Bad to the Bone, but I Drink Alone.
Yep.
One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Yep.
And many other alcohol-based blues rock songs. I don't know, is it blues rock? Anyway, he puts on a good show, so there you go. That's George. So there you go. That's your lineup. Like I said, meh.
Yeah. Eh. It's fine.
Little underwhelming with the announcements this year. Hopefully they'll bring it back. I think they need to do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you
suggest? Like when they first started, they had themes. Like they had a summer of 60s and summer of 70s. They did that. And I don't know if it needs to be that, but I feel like they need some kind of a... It needs some sort of a revival.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like they're getting to a rut, and it's like we predicted that Three Doors Down was going to be on this, because it's just like, oh, that's one of those bands that's not doing anything else, and they're seems like they play there like every other year. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but it seems that way. I don't know. I think they need some new blood. So there you go. That's my take on it. We have some phone calls this week. Would you like to hear from our listeners?
Sure.
Let's start off with some very good news.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. It's Mike E. here. It's been a while since I've called into the show, but I really felt compelled to share this with the listeners. I'm here currently at Red Rock Resort, and I've been waiting forever to say this, but Summerlin is back, baby. Summerlin is back. Fuck yeah.
That is fantastic news, and that prompted me to bring this out.
Gorgeous pool table.
Mike's catchphrase from way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Big news. Not only is Vegas back, fucking Summerlin is back too. There you go. Thanks for that report, Mike. I've been waiting for a Summerlin update.
Mm-hmm. What about Henderson? Is Henderson
I hope
back?
He's. They're still working on it. I hope he's enjoying all the strip malls that Summerlin has to offer while he's in town. All right. Now I'm going to get... Remember, if you want to send hate mail to me for shitting on Summerlin, send it to hunter@ratevegas.com. Let's move along, shall we?
Hey, Tim and Michelle. Calling in with an update for Circa. Saginaw's for breakfast. Yes, I know that Saginaw's for breakfast is bad. That many people have called in and said, oh my God, this breakfast sucks. So I'm going to quickly tell you about the worst Eggs Benedict I have ever had in my life from a restaurant. So here's the thing. You would think that Eggs Benedict is something that someone would be able to execute successfully. Oh no, not at Saginaw's. So two things. One is the eggs were overdone. One was way overdone. The other one was just merely overdone. Secondly, the hash browns that came with it were lukewarm, and there's nothing worse than greasy, marginally cold hash browns. And then lastly, one thing they don't tell you is that in their hollandaise, they put caraway seeds in it. Did
Those
I tell you
fuckers.
That I hate caraway?
Sons
all
of bitches.
All, it was the worst Eggs Benedict I've ever had in my life. I would tell people to just avoid that place entirely for breakfast. I don't know what their sandwiches are like.
Delicious.
The worst Eggs Benedict ever. Oh, my fucking God. All right. Bye.
All right. Thanks for that update. It's a consistent, pretty consistent thing we've been hearing.
That not good for breakfast.
And experienced as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Solid sandwiches. Skip it for breakfast.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else. That would be my recommendation.
Eggs Benedict, that's kind of a tricky thing. Unless the restaurant
dish.
Is really, like, I would order it at, I can't
Mon
remember.
Ami. We've Mon had Ami. It at Mon Ami.
Or Bouchon, but yeah, sometimes you'll get a hockey puck instead of an English muffin.
Yeah. There you go. My recommendation to the people at Saginaw's, trash your breakfast menu, replace it with cold pizza. Everybody's going to be fucking happy with that, right? Best breakfast ever. I've been trying to pitch that idea for so long and nobody's bit yet.
I know.
All right. Moving along, we've got this one breaks up in the middle because he hit the 3-minute mark and then continued it. So there's a little thing there, but here you go.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. Mike Simons from the 651 calling. I was out in Vegas recently for a semi-stealth trip. And by semi-stealth, I mean my wife knows, my kids know, you two know, and whoever your listeners hear this, that's all that knows. But anyway, Plaza.
What he's saying is he didn't tell anybody at work.
Yes.
I understand.
I get it.
Anniversary. I decided to try to give Jonathan Jocelyn Company some love. And listen to their podcast, I learned that they had a stash of Vegas club chips. And being a dorky chip collector, I reached out to them asking if I could get some. And they went even one step further in the marketing. They're like, we would like to meet you, meet us at our coffee bar on one day or whatever. And that was great. So if you listen to their podcast, which in my opinion, I think is a great Vegas podcast, it's been the biggest podcast. But they reach out to their marketing team, and you can, if you're a chip collector, they will give you a $5, $25, and $100 chip. And because of their 50th anniversary, they are very nice. And they just gave us kind of care package of sweat, a couple shot glasses.
Very nice.
And cards.
That's really cool.
Whatever, you know, kind of stuff you get. And you got a T-shirt out of it, which was nice of them. Oscars, I went to first night there. I went and tried their burger and the His Owner Martini, which Oscar is known for, and they recommend he recommends having both together. And I'm going to say they both very much live up to the hype. Having that is one hell of a martini, and that is one hell of a burger, and I could easily see myself going back and having that again. It was a very awesome kind of first meal in Vegas. Kind of weird thinking about going to a steakhouse for a burger, but it really does live up to the hype.
Oh, no. Steakhouse burgers...
Yeah, very.
Because they know their way around some meat.
That's true. And it's beginner steak.
It is beginner steak.
We have eaten at Oscar's a couple times. It's been a while, but neither time did we have steak.
No.
And both times the food was decent. So, yep. In fact, because there are so many good steakhouse options in Vegas, I would, for me personally, if I were to go to Oscar's again, I would probably still not get the steak. I would still do that at one of the other steakhouses. And have one of the, I think I've had like salmon or something there, and might have even had a burger there, but yeah, the food was good. Been a long time. But.
That is really nice that about the chips.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like above and beyond. That's really cool.
Yep. All right. Continuing on.
With all that being said, I would say the video poker there is very good. If you want to get hammered, they pour an incredibly stiff drink. Then I stayed in the hotel room. They put me up the South Tower. I reached out to a host. Originally, I've only played there for like a minute, two times in my entire life beforehand. But booked a room through a host and immediately had to change rooms. The power on one whole side of the wall where their desk did not work, nor did the room safe. So clearly I did not want to be walking around downtown with my bankroll. So ended up changing rooms. They offered to have like maintenance come, but I'm like, the clock is ticking, you know. So I changed rooms. The next room is even worse. They get this crazy musty smell in the room. The air conditioner is not even monitoring the wall. You could see outside around the air conditioner. And then, the bathrooms are like probably some of the worst I've ever stayed in for a hotel room. And the tub didn't drain properly. Anyway, I got switched rooms, and it was actually significantly worse than the original room I was in. I walked in, and it was unusually humid and musty smelling. It was almost like you went into somebody's basement or somewhere. But anyway, you walk into these rooms, and at first you're kind of like, oh, this is kind of a nice-looking room. But then it was like there was a hard line drawn in the sand at the bathrooms. Those are easily some of the worst bathrooms I've probably ever experienced in a hotel room. And then I don't know what happened in the other room, hotel room, but this hotel room I actually showered in, and the tub didn't drain properly. So you're standing there in your own nasty gray water as you're trying to bathe. So unfortunately, to say as much as I want to give Plaza some love, the hotel experience itself, at least in the South Tower, it was horrible. And I did talk to the host about it when I was checking out to see if they could do something about it. And the best I got was, wow, sorry to hear about that. And then I ended up, when I met with marketing after that, I explained what was going on, and they told me to reach out to them next time I come out and they want to, quote, try making it right. And they're like, well, our North Tower rooms are really nice. And I was kind of thinking, well, if you're trying to make an impression, why don't you put me in there in the first place? But whatever. So if I think of anything else, I really only hung out at Plaza and Circle while I was down there, downtown anyway. So if I could think of anything related to that, I will call back. Thanks, bye.
All right. We will hear from him again shortly. We appreciate that report. The good and the bad side of his visit to Plaza. Thank you for that. We tried to stay at Plaza once and had a similar, not great experience. And luckily had a backup room on hold down at El Cortez. And headed down there instead. So, yeah, Plaza's not a place for me, at least to stay. Once in a while, I'll gamble there a little bit. But all right, moving along.
Hey, this is Dave calling in with a fast trip report. I was downtown at the Plaza for a couple nights. That was fine. But what I really want to emphasize is how much fun Ellis Island is. It was just a blast. It's exactly what you think a Las Vegas casino should be. The dealers were friendly. The dealers were professional. The drink service was fantastic. Lots of upbeat, fun attitude. And just a world away from the sort of functional, do what you need to do Las Vegas experience. It was exactly what you would want a Las Vegas afternoon to be. Lively dealers, great odds, fast drink service, and it was just a great time. The place where, you know, even losing is a pleasure because you have so much fun doing it. So thumbs up to Ellis Island and all they have going for them. So that's it. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thanks for that report. Glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
I recently posted a screenshot of a Reddit post about Ellis Island and Stage Door.
Yes.
From someone who was wondering about alternatives since those two places became too fancy a few years ago. What?
Who are you?
What are your standards?
Yeah.
I mean, Ellis Island, they've done a nice job updating it. Mm-hmm. Fancy might be a stretch.
Yeah.
And Stage Door, that's known to be very not fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Too fancy. Next up.
Hello, Tim and Michelle. This is Paul from Florida.
Hello,
Paul. Long-time listener. All the way back to show one.
We're sorry.
But that's not the reason why I'm calling. I'm calling for two reasons, both probably a little unusual, but I figured I'd call in. I wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a very good friend because of you and the 500 meetup way back about 12 years ago at the Book and Stage at Cosmo before one of the podcast events. I met Matthew from the UK, and we have been
good
friends
dude.
Since then. Since we shared the Stunning Man drinks at the Book and Stage back 12 years ago.
I remember them meeting. Mm-hmm. I remember them hanging out that trip.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember that
but
meetup.
Because
it was
of the 500 meetup and you guys that I have a good friend all the way across the pond, as they would say. And I just wanted to say thank you for that. That's been a big thing coming out of the podcast and me listening and attending and all that over the years. So thank you. And the other reason, the real reason to call, and I know you guys have been kidding around the last few weeks about the 500 Hall of Fame.
Not a thing.
But I would like to nominate Matthew.
It's not a thing.
He is a really, really devoted listener. And he has been to every VIMP and podcast event. So my question is anyone else from out of the country attended at every event? I think it's a very impressive feat that he has done. And I think he has shown he deserves a place in that 500 Hall of Fame.
Which isn't a thing.
So again, thank you for all you do. Thanks for great listening I've had over the years. And more importantly, meeting a very good friend that I would have never met without first listening to the 500 podcast and attending one of the events. Hope to see you one day out in Vegas again. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks for your call, Paul.
I love when we bring people together.
Matthew came up in our patron chat last night. Someone was asking about
him. Asking how he was.
Yeah. He's a friend of ours as well. He's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
If there were a 500 Hall of Fame, which there is not, Matthew would certainly be a contender. We can stop with this now. I am so regretting
saying that.
My hypothetical Hall of Fame. I regret a lot of things. All right, moving along to Chris again.
Hey, Michelle. It's Chris from Santa Cruz calling with an update. Hey, it's hard for me to get really good Asian food where I live. I know that sounds ironic if you know me.
I do know you.
I wanted to get some dim sum for brunch today and went out and went to our original place, which was called Orchid's Garden. And they do nothing but dim sum. They're on 5485 West Sahara. Caution note number one. You really have to take a look and see whether they are operating under normal hours or if they are still under COVID rules, because I went out there with a buddy, got there at 10 and they were closed, and we went, oh hell. So we ended up going with our second choice, which actually ended up being better. So we went to New Asian Barbecue. I know that sounds ironic because I'm an old Asian guy, and I went to the New Asian Barbecue place. We got in there around 10:30. Really good food, super cheap. They're off of Spring Mountain Road at 5150 Spring Mountain. Good place, authentic dim sum experience. Nothing with Chinese people. When I went with my Vegas buddy, he was the only white guy in the place, so you know it's authentic. We went out there super stuffed, and we did it for under $60.
I want to know if everybody turned and looked when he walked in, like the scene in Animal House. That would be awesome.
Wow. That was really good for food for cheap. So if you're looking for dim sum, I can recommend New Asian Barbecue at 5150 Spring Mountain Road. Normally, don't have my car here. I actually drove out here for the first time ever, and so it's really weird to actually have my own vehicle driving around, and it's actually been pretty good to be able to do that. Anyway, I will call in with a trip report on the Pinball Hall of Fame, where both my biggest buddy and I went to go digest this giant amount of food. Bye.
His buddy takes a bite out of a dumpling, turns to the kitchen. Otis, my man! my brain works in mysterious ways.
Yes, it does.
Thank you for your report, Chris. We appreciate that. Next up.
All right, I'm going to try this one more time. You can delete all my previous ones. I just wanted to thank your caller for all the tips of the Chandelier Bar. I didn't even know you could get free drinks by playing the video machine. I remember years ago the bartender telling me that all their specialty drinks were pay only, and then when they came out the vouchers, I didn't think it worked for that. But anyway, I have now had Give Pizza Champs, Mr. Miyagi, Afternoon Delight, Whiskey Business. Cheat codes. I had like 6 out of the 8 drinks on the downstairs menu, and I'm giving away some vouchers too. I haven't even used them all because it seems like after a few hours it knows your card, and then it only does one drink voucher every 20 minutes. But for the first couple hours, it was a solid 10 minutes using that strategy that the caller previously called in with. Yeah, right, I'm done.
That gentleman had some beverages.
In more ways than one, mm-hmm. Was he done there. I hope that he ended up being okay.
Yes.
That's a lot of various kinds of alcohol for one sitting.
Oh yes.
That can be trouble later on.
I have experienced that.
We all have. I hope it worked out okay for you. Yeah. I'm glad you're having a good time though.
Remember the glory days when all the drinks were...
When the mob ran Vegas?
No. Like at Book and Stage when...
Oh, I remember.
When the mixology drinks were complimentary and the video poker tables had really good odds.
The first year or two at
it was glorious.
Cosmo was something. I like my butt prints were permanently in that stool on the end, at the end of the the peak part of
Book and Stage. Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Mistakes were made, lessons were learned, fun was had.
And isn't that what Vegas is all about?
Mm-hmm.
Making mistakes, having fun, making memories.
Making memories and...
Making memories you don't remember.
Yes.
All right. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. Mike Simon's calling again. Talk a little bit about Circa. Like I said, when I was downtown for 2 nights, and I only hung out at Circa and Plaza. But that being said, one thing that stuck out for me about Circa is I noticed their top drinks are incredibly small compared to a lot of places.
Tiny.
In fact, so small, I think if they were any smaller, you could probably call them a Dixie cup. That being said, the video poker, there's good video poker, yes, to be found at the sports book there. But when I was there, their little ticket machine, which I quickly learned, I understood why they have it. It's definitely a need for them. But it was malfunctioning. They're having all sorts of issues with it. Some machines would spit them out like crazy, and some machines would spit absolute zero. And the waitresses were aware of that, and they kind of, you know, they could tell if you were playing or not, so they'd hook you up. But, yeah, there were definitely people hanging out, you know, hoping they could get in on that, and they weren't, and they couldn't. East and Saginaw's, totally my jam. A little bit on the expensive side, but I would easily eat there again. Total comfort food. Totally loved it. The brisket fried rice, that's no joke. That's some good stuff. And as for Legacy Club, I, not knowing any better, I walked up to their main desk and I said, hey, I'd like to come by tonight. What do I have to do? They sent me over to the concierge desk and I was able to book a reservation. But one thing I noticed is that there's like a slight, there's a kind of an obligation or whatever they put on a card. And there were certain Visa cards that they couldn't take at the time, for some reason. There was like something with their system. But I noticed I was charged a slight fee of like $2.25 basically. Weird. For the courtesy of booking the reservation or something like that. But got up there, loved it. But I don't, you know, I was, the thing I found interesting was, you know, they made a point about the dress code to me. So I went up there, sport coat and everything. There was dudes up there in torn up, shorts and sneakers and whatever. I mean, there was no dress code while I was up there. So I don't know what was going on with that. But otherwise, video poker is completely unplayable at Mega Bar. And the table limit. God, $25 blackjack, like on a, what was it, a Monday afternoon at 11:30 a.m. So, anyway, still love the place. That's it for now. Thanks, bye.
All right. Bonus Poker Deluxe is the game you want to play at Mega Bar.
Mm-hmm.
That is the better pay tables than the standard bonus poker.
Yep.
At that particular location. All right. And similar strategy. So, all right. So, thank you for that report. Yeah, your mileage may vary with the whole dress code thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're learning. Any other thoughts?
From me?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Moving on to our next call, then.
Hey, it's Dave in Las Vegas again, and holy shit, there are people on the monorail.
Shocking news. The monorail is back. Does not go to Summerlin, which is also back. And finally, we're going to end with this one.
Good night, Las Vegas. I love you.
I have no idea who that was. Little creepy, little heartfelt. We'll take it. All right. Thank you to all of our callers this week. We would love to hear from you. 702-866-9494. If you are in Las Vegas, going to Vegas, coming back from Vegas, have some thoughts. We would love to hear from you. We also have some karma donations this week. From folks, many of whom are returning to Las Vegas.
Hooray.
Hooray for you. We're happy that you're going back. Brian said the timing is because my wife and I are finally getting to go on a long postponed trip to Las Vegas starting June 18th. But the reason is because I've really enjoyed listening to your podcast, especially while we couldn't travel.
Aw.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is very nice. Yes. I appreciate that. It's nice to hear that. Brett going on June 30th, but got antsy. So last week booked a quick two-night trip starting tomorrow. Wow. That's hardcore. Cosmo Fountain View Terrace, first time with that view. Karma donation. He started listening in 2011.
Nice, thank you.
Long time listener. Wow. Glad you're still with us. Hope you had a wonderful two-nighter. Hope you have a wonderful trip coming up at the end of the month. Fucking fantastic. I'm so happy people are getting back.
Yeah.
Vegas is back.
So is Summerlin.
I've heard that. When do you think the next time we'll get to Summerlin will be?
Long time.
Whitney with a...
Yeah. You've been twice because you stayed at Red Rock for a conference, right?
That's true.
I've only been once.
It was magical. Whitney escaping northern Minnesota construction season to the Vegas heat. Trip happening right now with her mom and aunt, hoping for good karma and good luck for all of them. I hope that you have good luck and good karma.
Yes.
She said, thank you, Tim and Michelle, for all the hard work you put into keeping us Vegas nerds satiated, especially this past year.
Thank you. That's very kind.
My heart is all warm and tingly.
Aw.
Jessica, heading to Vegas for the second time, June 16th for a wedding. First time in Vegas was around 2010, so it's been a long time.
Oh, enjoy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of changes.
Yeah. You'll see some new stuff, that's for sure. Hope you have an awesome time, Jessica, and thank you. And finally, Jason with a Karma donation. He is there right now for a quick weekend trip, his second trip of the year. The last one was in the midst of full pandemic fun. He's excited for it to be back open now and can't wait to try the new David Chang place, Bang Bar at Cosmo, which we didn't get around to trying during our trip, but we've heard good things about. Hope you have an awesome time, Jason. He's been giving me some updates on Facebook, too,
cool.
or on Twitter. Hope you're having a good time. It looks like you are. There you go. Thanks for all the support. We appreciate you guys. As always, 500bymidnight.com is the website. If you want to send Dear Tim and Michelle questions, send them to 500@gmail.com. If you want to send us some hate mail, send it to hunter@ratevegas.com. He'll promptly shred it through a intricate system that he has developed, a proprietary email destruction system that only he has access to. You can also call our voicemail line. We would love to hear from you. 702-866-9494. And that's it. That's it for this week. We will be back soon with another show. Until then, we hope you have a great week and that you have lots of Vegas in your heart. Later.
Bye-bye.